You've served in the Department of Natural Resources for almost a decade and worked under three governors. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen during that time?
Well, I think we've seen in the oil and gas development area, we've seen the movement of the pressure from oil and gas going from the peons and impacts to sage grouse and mule deer habitat to the Front Range and impacts to communities and places where people live. I think in water, I think we've seen the state make historic strides forward, having watched Denver and the West Slope reach agreement on the Colorado River Cooperative, the WISE project for the Southern Metro area, and then ultimately the Colorado Water Plan.
And so for the water plan, I know your new job with Denver Water, you'll be involved in long-range planning there. A lot of it is going to come down to legislative action, which we may not see this session.
It will, but I think one of the interesting things, having served at the state level as long as I have, I've watched municipalities and counties and utility providers actually have more of an impact on the ground. And so I think the Colorado Water Plan lays out an aggressive vision, but it doesn't have the to-do list that I think some of the people on the ground will have.
The department oversees state parks. We've got mining, forestry, oil and gas. Like we mentioned, water and water conservation, a lot of complex policy areas. What have you found most challenging?
During my tenure, oil and gas has dominated the agenda. The activity that we saw again during Governor Ritter's early years and the peons really led to the change in the makeup of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. I think people have kind of forgotten that when Governor Ritter showed up, it was a 7-member board, 5 of whom were from industry. And Governor Ritter changed that where it's now 3 out of 9 members are from industry, and we now have health experts and natural resource experts, reclamation folks. So that was a fundamental shift. As it switched to the communities, that has been a whole different ballgame, trying to figure out how to get communities comfortable with an industrial activity, understanding that statement shows you how difficult this is. This is an industrial activity where people live and play, and it's almost inevitable that the conflicts we've seen would arise. And now we're trying to work through those and see if we can come up with some better ways to engage communities and local governments early in the process to minimize some of those conflicts.
And the state's in the process of adopting rules to give local communities more control without allowing them to outright ban the practice. Do you think that's going to placate some of the concerns, or are we just bound for a costly multi-million-dollar ballot fight no matter what happens? And then we also have cases before the state Supreme Court.
Starting with the cases before the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court could issue very narrow rulings and say that the Longmont ban and the Fort Collins moratorium are or are not legal. And if they stop there, that won't provide much guidance to the state and local governments. If the court chooses to go further down the road and give some broader direction about the relative balance between state control and local control, I think that might help clarify some of the questions that we're wrestling with right now. Who knows where that will go? Clearly, the rulemaking that we're undertaking right now is intended to provide additional opportunity for local governments and communities to weigh in on oil and gas. Do I think that will cause local governments to be okay? There are clearly some local governments who want to be able to say yes or no. This rulemaking won't provide that veto power to local governments. That's going to have to come through legislation or ultimately through an initiative process, which I think would be a fairly draconian way to go about trying to resolve this issue.
Any advice for your successor?
Well, buy some antacids. I hope your heart is strong. This is a position where you take a lot of criticism. So you have to come in with a dose of humility, but also a strong sense of what you think is right and wrong, and understand that people are not going to agree with you at every turn. That's the hardest thing, is knowing that you're making people mad. By nature, that's not what I want to do, but this job requires some really tough decisions. At the end of the day, it's such a great job. It's been the experience of a lifetime.
That's outgoing Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Natural Resources, Mike King. He'll be leaving his position at the end of January. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.